Today I want to introduce you to a Gevaldike Chassidische Sefer, one of the first Chassidis Svarim, and it's called the Me'orde Naim. The author of the Me'orde Naim was the founder of the Chernobyl Chassidis, the Menachem Nochem of Chernobyl. While Chernobyl itself may not be as famous today in Tovshin Pei Beis, but the families of Chernobyl, which is the Twersky family, they are Chassidish Rebbes, they're spread throughout the world. As a matter of fact, there are those that say that there is a Twersky gene, special gene by the Twersky family. And you have, for example, the Skvere Rebbes, Rachman Strifke, many, many Rebbes, they trace themselves to the Chernobyl dynasty. And the founder of this Chernobyl dynasty was a big tzaddik, was from the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tev and the Magid. And that was Menachem Nochem of Chernobyl. The reason why the Sefer was called Me'orde Naim, because again, we all know that from the word Menachem, that the Pasuk Me'orde Naim starts with a Mem and finishes with a Mem. Me'orde Naim Samach Lei Vishmua Torah Tadash and Otzem. And being that the words Menachem Nochum, the two names, Menachem Nochum, one starts with a Mem and finishes with a Shlos Mem, so they gave the name Me'orde Naim. The Me'orde Naim was a likut of drashes and toiris that he spoke. He would travel a lot as a magid, giving Me'orde people to tshuva and to connect with Darkei HaChassidus. And a lot of the quotes are directly from the Baal Shem Tov. There is one specific quote which is quoted a lot in the Rebbe's Torah from the Me'orde Naim. And most famous is Ha'ara 53 in the Kuntres Beis Rabbeinu Shebebovel. What's it about? This whole idea that inside every single Yid there is a nitzot of Moshiach. This is a quote which is attributed to the Baal Shem Tov by the Me'orde Naim in the Sefer at the end of Parshas Pinchas. And he says like this, that the Baal Shem Tov says that every single person has to be mesaken and fix inside of himself a part of Moshiach. How do we know that each person has in himself a part of Moshiach? He says that the word Adam, we are called Adam, a person. The word Adam is Rosh Tevis, Adam David Moshiach. That's the Aleph Dalet Mem. That Adam Arishin, he had in himself the Neshamas from the beginning of time till the end of time. And all the neshamas of Klal Yisrael were nichlal in the neshama of Adam Arishin. And then through the Chedei Tzadas, there was a miut in the koima of Adam Arishin. And Moshiach also will have in himself the all the neshamas are nichlal in the neshama of Moshiach. Therefore, being that there's a part of your neshama which is connected to the union of Moshiach. So to bring Moshiach, we are mesaken the Moshiach part of our neshama. This idea that inside every single Yid, there's a nekuda of Moshiach, this is something from the Me'orde Naim. This Me'orde Naim, the Rebbe speaks and uses a lot to explain a seemingly interesting contradiction. And that is that we have a pasuk in Parshas Balak where the pasuk says, "Dorach koichav miYaakov," that a star will shoot forth from Yaakov, and we know that most mefarshim say that this pasuk is referring to Moshiach, that there's going to be a Moshiach will come forward. However, there's a Gemara in Yerushalmi, Ma'aser Sheni Soif Perek Dalit, where the Gemara says that this pasuk is referring to each Yid. That each Yid is Koichov Me'yakov. So people ask, there's a contradiction. Is it referring to each Yid, or is it referring to Moshiach? But if you could understand that inside every single yid there is a nitzot of Mashiach, so yes, we're referring to the Mashiach part, which is in every single yid, and every yid there's a koich of Meyakov, there's a nitzot of Mashiach, which has to be nizgala. And with this we answer, how come we say a very, very interesting thing in davening, which we say a lot of interesting things, but we don't always think about what we're saying. But on by psicha on Yom Tov, when it doesn't come out on Shabbos, we say the special Hashem Hashem and the Ribbono Shel Olam. We ask for brachas on ourselves, and we also say the following thing: V'yiskayim banu, it should be mekuyim in us. Mikra shekos of the pasuk that says V'nachal of ruach Hashem, ruach chachma ubina, ruach eitzu gvur, ruach das v'yiras Hashem. That this pasuk that which speaks about that the spirit of the Eibishter should rest on Bnei Adam should be mekuyim in us. Now, a lot of people ask, that pasuk, v'nacha alav, is referring to Mashiach. How can we ask that it should be mekuyim in us, the pasuk that's speaking about Mashiach? We are not Mashiach. How could we ask that the pasuk that speaks about Mashiach should be mekuyim in us? And the answer is, again, based on the Ma'or Einayim, that inside every yid there is a nitzutz of Mashiach, and we're asking that this part of Mashiach in us should be nizgala. The v'nacha alav, this part of Mashiach, the psukim of Mashiach, which means in us should be mekuyim. In other words, it should be revealed in us, the Mashiach part of our neshama, which could get all these brachos. So therefore, we are asking on ourselves that yes, the psukim of Mashiach should be mekuyim in us because of our nitzutz of Mashiach. And with this Ma'or Einayim, that's the yisoid of the Rebbe's explanation that why the Nasi Hador is Mashiach. It's gevaldik, because if you explain it with the Ma'or Einayim to people, they understand it much better, because that's how the Rebbe actually explains it in this Ha'or 53 in Kuntos Beis Rabbeinu Shebebavel. Listen to what the Rebbe writes. V'kivan shenasi hu akoil. So being that the nasi is everybody, everyone's included in the nasi. So therefore all the inyanim, all everyone's neshama and then Mashiach part of the neshama, everyone's is connected and comes together in the nasi adur. So therefore, v'lachein hu ha-mashiach shebedor. So therefore, he obviously is the Mashiach, because all the parts of Mashiach of our neshama are in the neshama of the Nasi Adar. So therefore, automatically that's understood that the Nasi Adar is the Mashiach shebedor. Again, miyusid on the Me'or Einayim. It's very, very yishmak. We all know the story that there was one time a Favrengen, the Bitch of the Masmid came to the Friedrich Rebbe, and they were sitting by Fabrengen, and he said, Rebbe, I want to tell you a story. He was said at La'ad al-Lachayim. My grandfather was actually by that Fabrengen, and the Friedrich Rebbe told him not to say the story. When the Rebbe came into the room, the Friedrich Rebbe told him, now he can say the story. But at this point, he was quiet. And what was the story he wanted to say? He said that it was known by the Talmidei HaMagid that Mashiach would come either from the oldest Talmud of the Magid, which was the Menachem Nochem of Chernobyl, the Baal Ma'or Einayim, or the youngest Talmud of the Magid, which is the Alter Rebbe. So the Alter Rebbe came and he said, let's make a Shidduch together. So he had his granddaughter, the daughter of the Mittler Rebbe, marry the grandson of the Reb Nachum Nochum of Chernobyl. His name was Reb Yaakov Yisrael of Cherkas. He became a grandson of the Alter Rebbe. Now, little while later, so again, he's now the brother-in-law of the Tzemach Tzedek. So what happened was, they had a child together, this couple, and this child married the son of the Tzemach Tzedek, which is their first cousin, which was name was Reb Yosef Yitzchok. And he became the Rebbe in the city of Avruch, which was near Cherkas, near where his father-in-law was a Rebbe, was a Manig Yisroel. Now, they had a daughter together, and their daughter married the Rebbe Rashab, which is again a cousin. So therefore, it's already the third shidduch in the two families together. Basically, cousins marrying each other. The first one was the direct grandchildren, then the second generation, and the third generation. So the Rebbitzhe the Masmid was telling the Friedrich Rebbe, who is the only one that's the direct product of these three chasanas? Who's the one that merges all the two dynasties of Chernobyl and Chabad together? Says the Friedrich Rebbe. So he was trying to tell the Friedrich Rebbe that you obviously are the Mashiach Shal Yisrael. You are the neshama that all the Klal Yisrael, that the Alter Rebbe and the Reb Nachum Nachum of Chernobyl, when they made the shidduch together, they had you in mind. L'poyel mamish, the Friedrich Rebbe told him not to say the story, and only when the Rebbe came into the room did he say, "Now you can say the story." So Chassidim then understood that the Friedrich Rebbe was saying that this continues to his daughters, which also are obviously direct Einaklach. The Friedrich Rebbe himself is named Yosef Yitzchak after his grandfather, which is the son of the Tzemach Tzedek, not through his father, through his mother. And that's what Rebbe Tzin Chaim Mushke said, that I'm a Schneerson from all sides, because my father is a Schneerson, which was the Friedrich Rebbe, also the, his mother was also the Friedrich Rebbe's wife was also a Schneerson, but from the other son of the Tzemach Tzedek. The point is they all married each other and they came together, and Rebbe Tzin Chaim Mushke was a Schneerson from all the sides, the father, the mother, and the husband. And the idea is that by the Rebbe Tzin Chaim Mushke was Neskayim Mamish the Shleimus of this Shidduch, and the Rebbe, who comes obviously from the Tzemach Tzedek and from the Alter Rebbe, from his father's side, and obviously also from Rebbe Tzin Chaim Mushke's side, when they come together, this is the Shleimus of the Chibur of Mishpachas Chernobyl and the Mishpacha of Beis Harav, of our Holy Rabbeim. But the Yesoid, what we're trying to bring out, it all started, all these dynasties and all these Choshevei Chassidusin and all these Mishpachas and even our Rabbeim, and that's why the a lot of the Mishpachas Twersky, you know, they were Beididus with Chabad, because it's also related as well. This is all from the Me'or Einayim.